Shir Chav Ches and Adorim, Yud Kislev Hei Tov Shalom and Ches, on
say arbitrarily in his whim that it should become like Zachaziah. He wanted it that way, all right, but it doesn't become. But he could answer it that it should become also as it over another. Then it becomes also. But so in other words, so even the Ikaneder that is not grounded in Atrosi, it has to be necessary, has to be formulated, and it has to be necessary. Like it over another. He has to say it. Now, if he says, Kika Zeosa like it over another, so then it's in Ikaneda. Then according to the man, it's not the Ikaneda of Atrosi, because there couldn't be any Chilutusha. Chilutusha from what? Dobranodo, there are all kinds of Dobranodo. There are all kinds of Dobranodo. But it is how. It is how, because this is a formula. This is a way of answering it. But when the Ikaneda, the other Ikaneda, not the Atvose, the Chilubushe. So also, he has to spell it out, that he asks it as a Gavanado. So Memele, and if he says, Stamos Ravai, he doesn't elaborate whether he asks it as Chazir or he asks it as a Gavanado, so then it is also, because of the Aloche, of standing on Mahmer, what in Achname, if he says, Kikar Ze Oser Alai, and then he explains, he said, in my heart, I meant, Kikar Ze Oser Alai, Kipsa Chaziyah, then it'll be Mutter. That's the Shiva. Alright. Toya Tomei people may say Oser. Kachi Agir Sebin Israelis. Because of Eina, Mayi Kebin Toya Lidoche. In other words, you see, Rashi's Girsi is, Loi Toya, not toy, but the Ran had here said that appears in our text, the loy doche or la doche, toy, not la toy. So yes, because of Eina, Mayike bin toy li doche, the chibi di ton li doche bi lamed, la doche, which means loy doche, michwal di loy lamed, loy mitzah, the chibi shachim ki oma toy ve loy lamed, loma yose, vali doche, targumi shal toy, you see, in other words, the Ran points it out in a roundabout way. I mean, why couldn't he say, how could Toya be Elosh Nisa? Toya is Elosh Neheter. Because if not for the Raya, the Doche is not Elosh Neheter. So then we could say, because after all, in respect to what we usually apply the term Toya, in respect to Kochi. Of course, it could be applied to whom also, but the term Toya Tome is more commonly applied to Kochim. Kochim Tmeim, Kochim Teim, and so on. So, Memele, we could say that if he says Toya, he means it should be like Kochim. Because there, the Toya is of great significance. After all, by whom it's of little significance, because there is no Isa in eating Chum Tmeim. So, I mean, the Toyer is not, does not have such significance in Chum. It has great significance, great relevance in Kochim. So Memele, we could say, when he says Toyer, that itself in Mishpat Aloshim means like Kochim. So he mentions the Raya, someone of Shech, if it is like that, in connection with Toyer, so it should be true of Dache too. And here the Mishnah says, La Dache is in Loshin Eder, but Dache not. So Memele, only La Toyer should be in Loshin Eder, not טוב. ועל ידוח את הקומי של דויה, הוא מוצא סיל הרמב״ם זר בפרטל ומחסנדורים, שכוסף טויה בלמד, ותומי פיגול נעיסה בלוי למד, וכי נראה לי, איקי, ויגעסין הנהוכה במסליסים, לטויה בלמד ניח, ולא יגעסין הון. So there is a dear sir, with the למד, ולא יגעסין הולי, נראה לי, משום דיתון ללמד בדחה לחוש למסני בטויה. The milsani pshitayim, the dacha v'toya, shobel adode, the chadim yonegu. So in other words, so he says, even if we are not geres, loy dacha v'loy toya, v'tomim nesapim. Even if we are geres the way it appears in our text, loy dacha toya. So then, we have to say that the loy, or the la, modifies not only the dacha, but it modifies the toya. So it's the same thing. V'tomim maspis itlat, דיני, תונה בכל יחש הוא מזכיר שם, שמשמור אותי להתר, צורך שיזכיר בתחילוסי למד בפתח, ומיצה, דמכללה ותושמי ההם. So he has to mention בתחילוסי למד, בפתח. Then he becomes עושה because according to the Ran, it's talking machlekes meir and Rabbi. I mean, as the Gemara says, but the Rambam Shite is different. So in other words, so if we say like Rabbi Yehuda that we don't need Naikov, that means mechalav atishmei ahen. So here too, if he says lachum, which is loichum, it means not chum. So, but what? Kochi. So, Mechalav Atishmeyen, as Rabbi Yehuda says, mainly Tosa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mechalav Atishmeyen, so even if he says Lachum, which means Natchum, but that doesn't mean that he says it should be Kochi. Because Mechalav Atishmeyen. That's the Shitzara. That's the Shitzara. Alright. Umetza, Mechalav Atishmeyen, Vaynechum Kosha Dachetoy, Vichol Eichesh Masker Shem. שהוא מאיר איסאה ושייר בקודשי, כי גם תומי פיגול נעיסאה, ובהנה נשייר כבר מפסוכו. Bitchlos of Nadra Biyomu of Lamed, Ikalimema, Lateir Komechad, because if it's Lamed, so it's Latome, Luitome, Natome, Lapino, not Pino. Uvana Name Abogabu Oma Kofatinia, even though he didn't say Ketome, Kepigo, Kenezer, Mitzer, Afil Rabiud. Rabiud is only Helik in regard to Yerushalayim, maybe Yerushalayim or not. But he doesn't say Tome, Pigo, Neisa, Loma. דו בדמור מוקמס יש קביד כל לבח לוח בהנו עושה בלו יחות שכיפי ששמי ימי לאיסה בלי קוף נעם מיצה לכולם אבל גם מוצאים למימה לכאו מה תומי התרום מקום אחד וישאי בו נעם תומי ויתארה ויתרום נעם הבא לדוב עושה וכי מטריס בו לא יצק להמיד מדמור אבל לוח כיפי די כלמימה נעם לקוד שמקום אחד הבא לכסתם לדוב מהח והודו תומי כי אם רגדירים כעצי דהני כל אין שמון מיר על שייסיה ומשמוך הרום הרב יהודה דיבוי דומרינו בקוף so when does רב יהודה require a קוף הדמיין if he uses a word that it's that does not have the limitation of his in the name of an object אם רגדירים כעצי so then according to רב יהודה only if he uses the קוף הדמיין but if he doesn't use the קוף הדמיין not דילוי משמע, דילוי לוי משמע דום הרוסה. מה שאין כאילו פיגול ונעיסר. So the איסר is implicit in the word. Not only implicit, it's imminent in the meaning of the word. מה שאין כאילו פיגול ונעיסר, דחים של ששמון על שי ניסר, הרי הוא אימא כפיגול כנעיסר. Wherever the איסר is imminent in the meaning of the word, then without the כפדימיין, it is considered as if there is a kofadimia. Vim tikshomai, v'atnan v'idoch maslis noim akor neil o mincho, v'afloch etnan bo rabi yudem atia, v'itayim lechule edu amvinon, v'chof v'amai, v'ahane shmon mei reisea, u'mai shne mipilu v'neisea. So why is it that rabi yudem requires a kofadimia in a kor neil o mincho? Lach kushi, שאילו אף על פי ששמון מיר איסורון מכל מוקי אין שמון על שם איסורון שאילה בהם הזו אילו חטוס אין המסחבן בשם זה לא איסור אלא שצורך לעסס ממנו דין אילו חטוס ותוידו ישלום מה שאין כן בפיגו ונעיסה ששמון עליהם משום איסה בלבד in other words there is a difference. I don't know. I mean, what English word should be used? But maybe you know, in English, I mean, you know, there's a difference between connotation and denotation. So let's say, so the Ram says that elo mincho elo chatos mincho. Has the connotation of this, but not the denotation. It's not imminent. The Isar is not imminent, you see. Denotation means when that it's imminent in the meaning of the word. But Elo Mincho Chatos has the connotation of Isar. But the Isar is not imminent in the word. Masheinke, people may say, so it's not only that it has the connotation of Isaiah, it has the denotation of Isaiah. It's the Isaiah is imminent in the meaning of the word. Uficho, kol shoma, pigul neisar olai, kikar zeh dvor, mirchichin shel eser o mischav, uchi pigul cheneisar koma, umshimochem mitzah, velo yichov, afilu Rabbi Yudi. Iname, taimed Rabbi Yudi bo yichov, mishim lo yichov, sfir olai, dechai imre koma. I mean, in order to understand this Ram, you have to go over the Gemara at Afid Gimel, on the Dalet and on the Beis. So he says, the boy chum shem loy chof sfir alei, v'chayim rekoma. So then it has the connotation that he is just nishba in the life, in the Imre. But then it's not valid. V'chayim bishor, u'mishem hoche, v'tomei pigol neisa, v'shaya chay tomei, v'bayecho. ואוכל נוח החי פירושה בגמור, הניתניה. מילים חכום לרב יהודה, באימר, הוקור. זאת אומרת, חי קור. So in other words, it's nishba b'chayikov, so that's nothing, it's not ishwe, it's not an edder, it's nothing. Kolei ma'avot av de pliga li b'ima korm greite. Duroi chayikov m'koma, b'ima ho korm, is made of it. So the Rabbim, the Chachom, v'achilikam Rabbi Yudeh, so the Amid, if he say ho korm, so that's like saying chayikov, so then it's not valid. It's nishba b'chayikov. כך נראה בעיני פירוש משנסינו, ורואי סיר לשם עם זל, שאימו בו הרבה, ולהלו דו במחבר לפי דן. נאו לימא. סבו, מה ילכו? לא ילכו להם אלו קור? מה נמסמיס? אי רב מי ילס למחול לעבטה שמייהד? נתנה רב מי, הרי בכל תנאי שמתנאי בו מרובן. אי נתנאי, אלו רב יהודי. סוד יומר עשה צופו, the Chavre B'Samedresh assumed that when the Mishnah says Lachu, so what does it mean? Lachu, Loichu, whatever the Gios means. That it means not Chul, but Kol. So it accords with Rameya, because Rameya holds, so it does not accord with Rameya, because Rameya holds Michalavia to Shemeya. In other words, Rameya says, if a person gives a get to an isha and he says, "Hareze gitech in titni limosayim zus," and he didn't spell out "vim loy titni limosayim zus," "einze gitech loy tim migreshes," so she is migreshes anyway, even if she doesn't give him limosayim zus, because michala viato shemeyen he just says "hareat migreshes in titni limosayim zus." That does not mean that he also said, "Im loytik nu imosayim zus loytik nu kreshes." All right, we deduce it, but that's not considered spelled out. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the chalavat shmeya. So it's not that there is a machlekes in the kavona of the person. Of course, the kavona of the person is that when he says, "Harizik gitech im titnu imosayim zus," so his kavona is im loytik nu imosayim zus loytik nu kreshes. There is no doubt that this is his intention, but there is aloche. He has to spell it out. And so according to Rabbi Yehudah, if you say Yari Yad Mikreshes Im Titnu Masayim Zuz, so it's considered that he spelled it out Im Loi Titnu Masayim Zuz Loi Titnu Mikreshes. According to Rabbi Meir, Michal Abi Yad Tishim Meir. So it's not spelled out. So then you have the Kashe. So, but anyway, he doesn't want to have Mikreshes. So that Kashe Rishayim is. But anyway, Rabbi Meir holds Rameya holds Michalavia to Shemeya. And by Nidorim, certainly, he has to spell it out. So according to Rameya, in order that it should be, or the Neder should be valid, he has to say Kikaze Kikom. But if he says, Loichum, Lachum, so we know he means Kikom, but he didn't spell it out. But according to Rabbi Yehudah, we say Michalavia to Shemeya. Alright. Now, why does the Gemara say so? Gemara does not refute that. So the answer is that even though the Gemara says Sabur, the Bisamedresh, the Chabre Bisamedresh, the Bnei Bisamedresh, assumed, but that's the Maskone also. It's not Sabur. Sometimes the Gemara says Sabur, and then the Gemara refutes it. But here the Gemara doesn't refute anything. So the Mele, that means that this Sabur is not only the Havamin of the Gemara, is the Maskone as well. But you see that Rashi, here on the base, he says his shita is different, and that's obviously Shita's Rambam, because the Rambam passed in Slachum, Loichum, Lachum, so he's Oseh, and the Rambam passed in like Rameya, that Michalav, Iyatosh Meyahen, still he passed in here, that it's Oseh. Why? Because the Rambam and Rashi on the base, they hold that in view of the fact that the Gemara says Sovruo, that means that was the Havamin of the Talmidei Bisamedresh. But the Maskoni is not like that. Even though the Gemara doesn't spell it out, the Maskoni is not like that. But the Gemara mentions right after that, Tanya, and then there it says, Lachum Sheikh Lochose. Sheikh Lochose. And the Gemara says that this price accords with Rameya. So the Rana is the Kashe. So why does the price say Lachu Sheikh Lachoser if it accords with Rameya? So Lachu means not Hum but Kochi. But Mechalavia Shemehen? So the Ram says there's another Girse, Lichalim, not Lachum, whatever. But according to the Rambam, so when the Gemara mentions, cites this Braise, the Gemara wants to refute the Savur. The Savur. Because the Savur of the Gemara was Savur, my Lachum, my Lachum, Elakom. Man im Aslis, in Rameh, lest im Chlapish in Ehem, it a Rameh, in Kostash, in Kostash, in Kostash, in Kostash, in Kostash, that was the Hava Mineh. That was the Hava Mineh. So then the Gemara says, Tanye, and that, the Gemara says that that price represents the view of Rameh, and still the price says, Lachum, Loichum, Sheikh Lochoseh. So if Rameh says, Loichum, Sheikh Lochoseh. So the reality is that this has nothing to do with the Machlekes between Rameh and Rameh. And it's very, very reasonable to understand that. Because when the machleik is between Rameh and Rabbi Yudeh is in the case where a person makes an affirmative statement and he doesn't spell out the negative converse. So the question is it considered as if he spelled out the negative converse? That's Rabbi Yudeh. Michalavat Shimeyeh. Or Michalavat Hinat Shimeyeh. It doesn't make any difference. And Rameh says, no, when a person makes an affirmative statement without spelling out the negative converse, so it's not considered as if he spelled out the negative converse. So when will it be told in Machlekes Rameh Rabbi Yudeh if he'll say, Loi Chum, he says, Chum, if he'll say, Chum Mashaloyeich, Chum, what I don't eat. So then, does it mean, and what does it mean, when he says, Chum, Mashaloyeich, whatever I don't eat is Chum. The implication being, whatever I do eat is Chum. Then it is told in the Machlekes between Rameh and Rabbi Yudeh. Because he spelled out one thing, that what he doesn't eat should be chum. He didn't spell out that what he does eat should be gone. That's a negative converse. So according to Rabbi Yudeh, even though he didn't spell out Masheich Aloch Kom, but he did spell out Chum Masheloyeich Aloch Ho Ma Eich Aloch Yekom. So, according to Rameh, it's not valid. According to Rabbi Yudeh, it is valid. But when he says, Loi Chum, Masheich Aloch, so that's spelled out. But the Hava Mineh of the Gemara was, according to the Rambam, according to Rashi, that since he said it in a negative form, so it also has to do with the Machlekes of Ladat Shimeh. But the Maskon of the Gemara is not like that. Alright. But the Ram Shita is no. The Ram is that in view of the fact that the Gemara doesn't explicitly refute this of war, so that means that remains the Maskon as well. Alright. Elo Rabbi Yudeh. Eime Seif. Rabbi Yudeh Eime Roi Ma Yoshalai Ma Maklub. Mini Seif Rabbi Yudeh Reishalam Rabbi Yudeh. So it's a kasha. So the Gemara says, Kula Rabbi Yudeh. Vorek Tome. She Rabbi Yudeh Eime Roi Ma Yoshalai Ma Maklub. ויאמר כירושלים רבי יהודה מייצר ותן רבי יהודה אימר הוימר כירושלים לא מכלום עד שיודע בדובר הקורא בירושלים. So כול רבי יהודה ותראי תנוי על ליבד רבי יהודה. Alright, now let's see the line. כי אם רכיסה של קור נסתם לדור לך ואין לי משמע וכיסה הידוע קור כי דירים כקורבולה שבדירים כעיצים שני כסרי עיצים שאיר חלקה במערוך כי נחשיב הוא ביר עולה הקרן איצי, כי אישים, כי שלו וישרי של המזבח, כי ירושלים, כי קורפונס ירושלים. הואים ירושלים לא מקלום, משם לא מק ירושלים. סוברו, חי סוברו במסכון הנאמי קורא. That's the run sheet. And that's the ראש sheet, the taste sheet, but not ראש sheet, and not the רמב"ם sheet. חי סוברו במסכון הנאמי קורא. וכדחבוסי בריש, ובאס. לסלי מכלוליו את השמיהם. דובוי את תנאי קוף, וכדיאל את תנאי קוף נרוב, תכסיב אם יעבור אם לא יעבור. איתן רבי מאיר מפרקים הקדושים, ויעבור אדם מן בשבוע סעיד, וזה חילס לרבי מאיר. מכלליו, תחילס לרבי מאיר מכלליו, הן, B'momene, b'yisure yisle. When does Rav Meir say that? When does Rav Meir say mechalav yatishmein? That's only a moment. Because what's the moke for the aloche of mechalav yatishmein? The posik of Tnai b'ngod Nehu? There it deals with moment. The nachle, the braya. So only by moment there is exerza kos. Mechalav yatishmein. In other words, mitzadah svore, we should say, even according to Rav Meir, that mechalav atashemeyen, because the implication certainly is the negative covers as well. When a person makes an affirmative statement, so the negative covers is implicit. But mitzadah svore. But it's exerasakosu. So that exerasakosu is mentioned in connection with Na'im Kodruv. That deals with momen. So only by momen we have that exerasakosu. By Yisrael, we don't have the Exerzakosov. So since we don't have the Exerzakosov, so it is as if there had been no Exerzakosov. If there had been no Exerzakosov, I would say it's a Svare, Michol Abad Shemeyeh. So the Kashi of the Rani is, so Mele here it's not Mome, here it's Yisrael. So even Rav Meir should agree that we say Michol Abad Shemeyeh. The Chilas of Rav Meir Michol Abad Shemeyeh, Bishol Yisrael, Asik to Rav Meir Teret, Asik to Osom, say the way it is, Leslie, Mishudavi Yisuga di Yisbi Momeine, Onitorim Name, Momeine Yisbi Hu, Dehaine, Hefze di Mitzarale. Hefze di Mitzarale is very strange. I mean, so Nedea, since it's Nisa Hefze, so it's considered like Yisuga di Yisbi Momeine. So the Gemara says it regarding Seid Veides. So then we understand, because there it involves momentum, and then it relates to somebody else. But not there. I mean, it doesn't even have to involve any other party, just himself. So since it's in Isachevze, so the Ram says that it's considered momentum. Elo Rabbi Yudel Omer, Bifirik HaShuleach, Gabi Meitze Sishtim Shneda, Vili Boi Yitnai Kofu, Elo Amir Mechalav Ad Shimeheim, Vahav Gabi Rab Hanine, Polik Alir Rabbi Yudel Yitnai Kofu, Bifirik Vahimia, Apilo Oche, Boi Yudel Yitnil Vas Nisink Rabbi Yudel, Mishim Daimer, Vahav Gabi Yitzred Vili Truk Yelum Mim Atrit Amir Alim Rabbi Yudel, Vili Boi Yudel Yitnik Rab Hanine, Shalo Niska Boklal, Vili Seifer Rabbi Yudel, Ave, Reishel, Av Rabbi Yudel, Tore Seifer Rabbi Yudel, כל רבי יהודה, שרבי יהודה אין מאיר, או אין מאיר ירושלים או מקלום, כי בשביל איסקי חובתי מיד, והדימויים כדי רבי עצים, אני לא כדי ירושלים של סום אחרי, אבל פיגו, נעשה ותום אין מאיר רבי יהודה בו יחוב, משפרשת משנסינו, ומשם הוכה תור ריתן לבו יחוב, תראי תנו יעלים רבי יהודה, תן למס לסוף אבו רבי יהודה דייתי על דבר הכובד בשוליים, וכי אומר כי בשוליים מיצה, ויתן לברו, סוף אבו דייתי על עצב אבונים, ועד שאין דבר הכובד בו מיצה. נאו תן, חו, חכו, קיחו, בין שאיך לוח ובין שלא איך לוח, איזמות נא, חו, חו, שאיך לוח, סוף קוס, איזמות חו, שלא איך לוח, so it's also מות. I mean, even though here there is an implication, he says, חו, שלא איך לוח, what I don't eat is חו. The implication being, whatever I do eat is not chum, is kol, so it should be osa. But in order to say that, we have to resort to mechalav yatishmeyen, and Rav Meir holds mechalav yatishmeyen. So not only chum keichum shaneichaloch is muter, but even chum keichum shaloyeichaloch, that has the implication. But what I do eat should be the opposite of chum. So it's still muter. Why? Because mechalav yatishmeyen. Lachu sheichloch osa. Loichum lachu sheichloch osa. Whatever I eat should not be chum. So it's osa. So here is the Ram's kasha, because the Gemara says that this represents the view of Rav Meir. And according to Rav Meir, the Gemara said that we don't say Michal Avad Shemen. So if he says Lachum, it is not the equivalent of Kol. It's not the equivalent of Kol. So according to Rashi, the Rambam, there is no Kashi. Because by citing this price, the Gemara in effect is saying that it's not as the Talmidei Beis HaMedrash assumed at the very outset. But the Ran does not hold that, so he has that kash. So then he mentions that another Gersa, without a vov, not la chulin, but la lechali, sheichel. So chalitedo. Alright. Reish is a good question. Reish is a man of a mayor, the last thing that I have to say is, Lachu leich loch muter. Vata, lekob leich loch, a mayor iser, vikashelon, the last thing that I have to say is, so how can a mayor iser? Vom rabba benasi kemo lekob yei, lefichoch leich loch, so chename, hochekoma. Lo yichum lehebe lifichoch leichloch. So he might give the teretz, haitane, sovolo kremeya bichode, upolok lo bichode. Sovolo kawase bichode, let's go follow the shemehen, upolok bichode, bichol. Now let's see the ram. Tanya, chum hachum keichum, bein sheichloch ubein shaleichloch muta. Bisheichloch pshit nishom, ubishaleichloch name, Nei, the Omalei, Homa Sheikhloch, Loyechum, but that this is the negative converse. But Machalavat Hashemayen, Hoikmi, which are a million blessing Machalavat Hashemayen, Lochum, Sheikhloch, Osa, Kachi Adir Sebrevan Israel, Vikashetu, Lomo Osa, Vog Mishum, Michalavat Hashemayen, Tzrichin El Meisego. Urameya Leslie, the retainer is written by Michlava, the Him Doma Loichum, Sheikhloch, Alkoch or Kom Have. I mean, this is what Rashi says, and this is what the Rambam says. Lesse, Domishamocha, we can only must listen like Rameya. So Rashi and the Rambam say, no, that was only half a minute. But the Ran says, the Ran holds, since the Gemara does not explicitly refute that. So war, so that means that of war remains in Maskone. Alma afilu b'chot zachinon limchalavat shmehen. Lifichoch yesh b'she'i meir v'ligarsinon leihoche klav. So in other words, so there are some who strike it out altogether. Lachum sheichaloch. Osea, loichum, whatever I eat, but kol. So osea, they strike it out. So it doesn't start mentioning the price. And then, v'achirim omru ikayim agir se mishimarai v'tzal. Not the lechum, but the lechalim garsinon. So in other words, so, the lechalim garsinon, below vov. In other words, without a vov, after the ches. So, and it's not lechalim, but it's lechalim with the shvo. So he says, u'mishimoche mitzeah, so the chalestei come. So his matri is a chalestei. This is the one other. Lachum loich loch muta. Bein bivo, bein beloivo. Ose shak. Mushifol yisom. Vikashelon. Violes l'rameya b'chol avad shemen. Because al kedai to mishmoch rameya reisei. Mishim dimash malili kom. Loiko, vorekom aloi heikom, mashalichum shaloch, vomashayichel, yeikom. So that was the kashdi of the Gemara. Against Rameyah's memory in the Mishnah. Lakom loicheloch, so yeisei. So the Gemara assumed that it means loiko, mashalichelach. In other words, chum, mashalichelach. Homashayichelach, yeikom. So that's all right if Rabbi Yehuda said it. But Rabbi Meir is saying it. Because I'll tell you, Shabbat Rabbi Meir is saying, 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 Vorher befaschen. Vorher kommen. Liko bnei lifi choch lo yichloch. Hoche name leime lo yichun leb. Kleima eloko lifi choch lo yichloch. Di islom lifushoch. Di islom lifushe lame di lochun hoche. Di lo yichun kom. Geheiche di lo yichun nidre. Wie geht ihm auf der Hege morgen mal zu heil? I, wenn ich es ist. Wie geht ihm? Auf der Hege mal zu heil, was ich in der Wandel immer am Vater schmähen? Im Schmuch, ich bin nur wie so noch mal sitzen, ich habe mehr, lauf gut hin. Der Hahn im Mille mal sitzen, im Sein, wo ich hege noch. Aber heil im Sein, wo ich noch aus er. Masch mal, was viel mehr. So, dann war ich so, im Drang, wo es ist, das Lachung, in to have the meaning of, to have the mishpat aloshi, the connotation of kol, so must be based upon the aloche of mechalav adishimeen, and if we say mechalav yadishimeen, so it does not have the connotation of kol, but that's only if it doesn't conclude by saying loyichloch. But if he concludes loyichloch, so then he spells out his intention. There is no doubt that the person means the negative, but it's not spelled out the contramea. But if it is followed by the expression loyicholoch, so then it's considered spelled out. Hore perushim, ishmai, the man digorus loychum livov, uman digorus loyivov was a shapet vei. The hore pore, the heiched amrim likom yei, hore namen neimel lechalin yei, the heine chalisteido, hore gasinam, hore namen lechalin yei. All right, now. So then comes Ravash's teretz. But I just want, I'm not going over the Ravash's teretz, but I just want to go over on the first teretz of the Gemara, where the Rosh says. Now, turn to the Rosh, the Fidale from Dal. Right, kommt nicht in dein Gott rum. Aber gab es wirklich viele Sachen, was macht neue, lässt mich laut nicht mehr. Alle Rabbüde, du bist plukte, der hat mehr abgemocht. Wenn sie immer Rabbüde, ich schlafe, weil es halt ein Tag, ein Kind mit Jerusalem, wo ich hoffe, in Jerusalem, bei Chob. Hoi immer, die Jerusalem und Wakum, die so machen, dass Jerusalem aus dem Schioralisch. Und viele Schein Jerusalem, wo ich mache, weil ich die Korbonne des Jerusalem, die mich in Krieg beschreibe. Chum, hachum, kechum. Komm, mach mir, und du hast mir noch laut nicht mehr. Die mach mal, kechum, hier, mach mal, ich hoffe. Hol maar zei ik geloof, je heet je eens. Looi groen zei ik geloof, die maas maar looi groen hebben, en we komen, maar zei ik geloof. Hoe gaan we erassen? Met die poging van Rachel en Zeven, met die poging van Zeven. Bij Abelgaan maas is de groen zei ik geloof, hoe kunnen we keer hebben, hè? Shana hoche, zo de zeven kasje dat daar aan wees is. Shana hoche, kieven die kom, looi groen, kilo maar behed die kom je heen. Und was nicht lachen bei Paterkotone. Wie aber am Rino, leuchun lebe le kommen, haben Maschma, mich lau, will am Rino leuchun. Wie aber tonen was nicht lachen, schon ich loch, habe mich zwei. Da hu wada, ich habe mich lau, da aber muss man lechun lebe, Maschma ich loch. Ho Maschma ich heil, jen kiedisch. Aber was nach Bordi, komma so buo, leuchun lebe, le kommen, wo ich Maschma hoch. So, wie kann man es nicht die whole hand muss nicht nach einer Eichel oder Eichel. So, der Rosh, now he raises the same question that the Ran raises. Here, the Gemara says, so, and this is the Maskon of the Gemara, that Lachum, Sheikhloch, Lachum, Sheikhloch, so then, only a little bit of Rabbi it's considered the Lashon of Neder. Because Mechalav Atishmehen, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mechalav Atishmehen, so when he says, Lachum, which means no chum. So sheikh aloch. So it's not us because bechalav yachshimeh. And here the price says. Here the price says lachum sheikh aloch is us. So the Rosh says that here we should begeiris not lachum with the pater, but loichum, two words. And you see in the margin, svorim acherim, loichum. Loichum. Loichum sheikh alochos. And Teisvis also says the same thing. Teisvis also says the same thing. In other words, that there is a difference. In other words, the Rosh and Teisvis, to a certain extent, they agree with the Rambam and Rashi. But Rambam and Rashi don't distinguish between lachum with the pater and loy, loychum, two separate words. So in both, so Rashi and the Rambam would say that it has nothing to do with Micholavat Shemayen, because that's only according to Havam of the Gemara. Here, when they say loychum or lachum, which has the meaning of loychum, so in effect, it means kol, not chum. So what? If not chum, what is not chum? There is nothing intermediary between chum and kochi. Either it's chum or it's kochi. There is no intermediary stage. So mele, not chum means kochi. So if Rameya will agree that it means kochi. That's the shite of the Rambam and Rashi. But the Ram shite is that being in regard to loychum, and being in regard to lachum, so it has to do with the machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Mashen kein, the Rosh and Teisves, they distinguish. They agree with the Rambam and Rashi in respect to loychum, to words, but they agree with the Ram in respect to lachum. Now we have to understand. And lachum doesn't mean like leichum. So then, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it had the meaning of leichum. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, la has the meaning of loy. So, Manevshech, if la has the meaning of loy, and if in respect to loy, the Rosh and Teisves agree with the Rambam and the Rashi Shite, that it's mamish kol. So, lachum, which has the meaning of loy, should have the same thing, should have the same thing. Oh, now look in the Teisves. Now, Teisves, Daf Yudal from the base. Tanya chum achum kechum, bein sheikho vishleich loch muta, bein teino sheikho loch pshite. I mean, chum, sheikho loch. So it goes without saying, what kind of a chidish is it? That it's muta, the person says, whatever I eat should be chum. So he's saying, everything should be muta. So how could there be salgadai toch that should be also the Tanya? Why does the Tanya the Mishnah have to tell us this thing? Bein teino sheikho loch pshite, vishleich loch pshite, vishleich loch pshite, Abba Gabdi Mashma, Mashalo Yehre. So, what I don't eat is chum, but what I do eat is the opposite of chum, is Egdesh. So, it's still muta, because Mechalav Adash Meir. The Mashma Shalo Yehre Li Chum, Ho Mashe Yehre Loch Yehre Kerom, Ab Loch Lo Makul, Kipa Gishis, Dasi Krav Meir, Wes Mechalav Adash Meir, Miu Koshe Biseif, Dikton, the same Kashi, Dikton Lo Yehre Chum, Shehre Yehre Loch Oseh, Lo Yehre Chum, loy loy khloch muta hol loy khum shey khloch hosa am ay asen da meyer mish du ke loy khum level kol ma shey khloch hol am ich khosh be khol ab kram no loy kam khum mas lisen porish loy khum level kol um was ikal man ir meyer lesen khol ab al me khosh be khol ab at shemen bi ye shvei ma ad loy dom de loy mas lisen loy ma loy khum two words el la khum be patef vi ma to bolese yo tsol khatom ni porish di bur le khum moy le khum di khim di tsol ni porish kula hay khosh be khalava shmet so is tol makhlekes gam yale biut vi les gam yale khalava shmet avu ho khosh mat be fey u shloy khum have ki pirish dvor be hedi lo khum al kol be hoy be kam khisori pisori ma han afu gam meya lo khosh be khalava it's no meaning. I mean, what is love? If you say that la doesn't mean loy, so then even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it shouldn't be osa. So obviously, if according to Rabbi Yehuda it's osa, because la, even though we don't find it in the Tanakh, but in the Rosh Hashanah Mishneh, la is an abbreviated form of loy. When you say lachum, so it's an abbreviation. I mean, no languages we have abbreviations, like al, I will, instead of I will. So la is an abbreviation of loy, lachu is an abbreviated form of two words, loychum. So it's the same thing. So he says, if he says loychum, and he didn't content himself by by expressing that in an abbreviated form, so then it is considered as Yisad Kol. But if he expressed it in an abbreviated form, then we have to resort to the machlekes of Rami Yehuda. I mean, what's the pshat? Elokom v'hoil v'inkan chisorim pisorim mehane afu remeya v'lechoshiv michlala. Now, I think, I mean, the pshat and thesis in the Rosh, is the thesis in Rosh is, I mention here a certain rule in grammar. I mean, I don't know. I mean, all the books of grammar, you don't find a book of grammar that discusses even the expression of lachon, because they don't know about it. Because in Tanakh we don't find it. And the fact that we find it in the Mishnah, so that didn't bother the grammarians, the Hebrew grammarians. All right. So it seems that there is a difference between the term lachon in the sense of not and loichon. Now, in English, we also have two words. We have the word not and we have the word no. Now, if you look up in the dictionary, so you'll see that not is exclusively an adverb, never an adjective. Not is never an adjective, always an adverb. I'm not going. It's an adverb. No could be an adverb. It's more commonly it's an adverb. But sometimes no is an adjective. Now let's say no in the sense of the opposite of yes. It's an adverb. Are you going tomorrow? Are you getting up to the minyan tomorrow? And the answer is no. So then it's an adverb. But if you say he's no coward, so then it's an adjective. So that's the English word no. Now, what about the Hebrew word of loy? Now, loy is found in the Torah so many times. Loy sirtzoch, loy signe, loy sino, loy samedrach, loy cheka, loy sasekol locho. So, in loy sirtzoch, so loy is used in the sense of an adverb. Thou shalt not kill. Not is exclusively an adverb. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. So it's an adverb. Now, do we ever find the term loy in the sense of an adjective? Do we ever find the term loy in the sense of an adjective? Now, in the pasuk, lo yakov yikovei shimcha kimisrael. So it's also an adverb. It's also an adverb. Now, but in Hazinu, Hazinu Lamed Beis, Posik Chopal, Ken Kinuni Viloi Eil, Ke Asuni Bihavleim, Vani Akniem Biloyom, Begay Novel Achisa. So it's mentioned, Viloi Eil Chay. And there is even a dash, you know, between loy and they. Now, and then loyom also. Now, here, it's not.